Once again, the forces of the state are trying to decide what students should hear. You know, we've been here perhaps a dozen times over the years. I've spoken to more commencements than I can remember. But Goddard is my alma mater, right? And it's where people go to learn about how the real world works. It's an extraordinary school. But isn't it surprising that the same people who claim fidelity to the Constitution, to the law, are trying to violate the law and impose their will on others, especially the young? Everybody talks about the Constitution. Think about this. Next time you hear someone talk about law enforcement, why don't you imagine when the last time they enforced the Constitution? And that goes for those politicians as well. They all got a good rap game. But when it comes to what they do in the name of power in the Constitution, they violate it every damn day. But I want the students to hear it, and damn it, they're going to hear it.
I'm surprised that senators care. I'm surprised that Obama cares. But in some ways, it's predictable, because if you have uncensored reporting, they're going to be worried about it.
Only because there's so little of that, because they can rely on 99% of the corporate media, right? Print, television, radio even, and the corporate control that those entities enjoy. And they know they have been so well trained that they will not challenge power. And because of that, the republic, you know, the so-called democracy, is falling down the drain. Chris Hedges has written best about that in a book he wrote called Empire of Illusions. I say the people have to create their own media and boycott the corporate media, because I think we both know that, you know, this thing could be a whole lot better, but it's going in the wrong direction, you know. It's corporatized. Well, and like I said, we got to make our own media.
Journalism is printing what someone else does not want printed. Everything else is public relations. George Orwell.
And he would know. That's a perfect quote for a perfect and imperfect system.
This call is from the Correctional Institution at Mahanoy.
You know, in the old days, old-style journalists, old-style newspaper men, radio news people, they felt that they had a responsibility to their readers or their listeners. And that's who they worked for. That's who they thought about. That's who they worried about. And that's who they try to reach. Today's journalists, they care about their shareholders. They care about their bosses. And they care about their jobs. And therefore, because they don't want to lose their jobs, they're serving the interests of capital, not their readers, listeners, or viewers. It's clear as day. Well, here's the thing that really bothers me and sticks in my craw. This is a sexist term, so I hope you forgive me. But, you know, the media is a college of whores. And for power. I mean, who would have thunk it that the successor to Bush, who ran as not Bush, as an anti-Bush, or the antidote to Bushism, people are now calling him Barack O'Bush, because the Obama administration has aped the Bush administration on damn near everything. You know, who would have thought, like, after the Iraq War and all the disaster that followed, the hundreds of thousands and perhaps millions of people who lost their lives, the country that is devastated for centuries at the very least, you're talking about creating instability. The greatest creator of instability on the planet Earth is George Bush, but guess who's a close second? And the role that the media played, right, during that first Iraq war was slave of power and the rich and the political connected. Well, what have they done now? I mean, they've, besides cheer and demand more fighting and, you know, boots on the ground and so forth, what have they done? They're actually worse now, because after 9/11, they have proof. Right? Positive that this thing was a failure. And yet, we're rooting for more of the same.
What about the basic principles of extrajudicial killings? What about drones killing people without trial. If the American public really thought about what was happening, it would be completely unconstitutional.
They would shake. But here's the point. I mean, you know, we're talking about a matter of degrees because, you know, Clinton was rotten on this. Bush was rotten on this. And, the difference between all three of them is that only two of them were constitutional law professors. There should be an amendment saying no constitutional law professors can be president. Because what they seek to do, like crafty lawyers, is go around the Constitution and create precedents that are patently unconstitutional. You see, and Congress is no better because their job is really to really confront the president and challenge him based on constitutional law. As we've seen over the last 2 weeks, they don't want to touch this thing.
Also, you remember after 9/11, they didn't even read the bill that they passed.
No, didn't read it. I remember seeing John Conyers. He was on BET. And it was a group of journalists, it was back when BET had news stories, way back in the old days. And he was saying, well, we didn't read it. He said, we were scared. And it was stunning to hear that, really. If you didn't read it, you're scared. You know, most people have had a chance to read it now. I think it's time to repeal it and not use this now, you know, as a pretext for more imperial power.